The sky's the limit. Like, plants have this inbuilt ability to be able to take carbon from our air and fix it in our soils. So agriculture thereby has the ability, if you want to go that far, of actually reversing climate change. That is possible.
We don't talk about this, do we? Let's shift to this side of things, because when we think of solutions to climate change, we think of solar panels and wind farms, but we don't think of soil. Tell us about that.
Well, it's unfortunate that that's not what the public thinks of, because the soil and agriculture in general has the greatest potential to reverse climate change, much greater potential than turning off all the power stations or putting all renewable energy into every car and truck in the country. So, as I mentioned earlier, the living plant can transfer that carbon from the air to the soil. And one of the keys to trying to build soil carbon is that you need continuous green plants on your soil. So, it gets back to that, bare fallow idea is actually not only bad for your soil, but it's bad for the possibility of reversing climate change as well.
Okay, so when we drive through the countryside and we see bare fallow, which bare land being rested in between crops, you're saying that that land, because it's bare, it's releasing carbon into the atmosphere.
No, it's not releasing it as such. It's actually just not fixing it. So it's wasting time. It's sitting there doing nothing. So yes, like in our farming systems, we can't have plants growing on our soils every day of the year. There are periods when we need to change from one crop to the next, or all these sorts of things. Various different things need to be performed on the farm to make it efficient. So there will always be times when you have bare ground. But the thing is to limit that time frame to as short as possible. Every time you think you might be going out there to till the soil for whatever, you should also be thinking about planting something.
One example of that is the sunflowers Simon has planted among his latest crop of sugarcane. Growers have used sunflowers before to improve soil health, but Simon believes this is the first commercial crop of sunflowers grown amongst a cane crop, meaning he'll harvest both plants to earn income.
These sunflowers here, they will be extracting exponentially more carbon from the air than the sugarcane is, simply because of the size of their leaf. An annual plant as well has a much greater ability over a short period of time to extract that carbon from the air, when the plants are young. So perennial, such as the sugarcane, is slow, and perennials are by and large a slow plant to get started, whereas your annuals are much faster to get started, and they have to be because they've got a short lifespan.
Carbon is one of the main building blocks of all life, including agricultural crops. Simon estimates 1 hectare of sugarcane contains roughly 120 tonnes of carbon above and below the surface. But the great challenge is getting more of that carbon to stay in the soil rather than eventually going into the atmosphere. Simon says the key to achieving that is biologically active soil. Apart from the fight against climate change, boosting the amount of carbon in soil also helps retain moisture.
Every time you get a rainfall event, for every extra 1% carbon that's in that soil, it will hold an extra 16.4 litres of water. That's plant available water. So every time you get a rainfall event, if you've got 2% carbon and your neighbour's only got one, you're going to hold that much extra water every time there's some rainfall.